Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Time Technoplast Q4 and FY 2024 earnings conference call hosted by PhillipCapital India Private Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vikram Suryavanshi from PhillipCapital India Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Lisa. Good afternoon and very warm welcome to everyone. Thank you for being on the call of Time Technoplast Limited. We are happy to have the management with us here today for question and answer session with the investment community. The management is represented by Mr. Bharat Kumar Wagheria, Managing Director, Mr. Raghupati Thiagarajan, Whole-time Director, Mr. Sanjeev Sharma, Whole-time Director, and Mr. Vishal Jain, Non-Executive Director. Before we start with the question and answer session, we'll have opening comments from the management. Now I hand over call to Mr. Bharat Wagheria, sir, for opening comments. Thank you. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Vikram, to you for introduction of entire management team, including the board members. Good afternoon to all of you, my existing and the valued and prospective investor. We are here to talk about our results of Q4 and full financial year ended 31st March 2024 and outlook for the next year. In fiscal 2024, our revenue grew by 17%, driven by increased volume and strong demand for our value-added products. Our established product lines such as drums, jerrycans, PE pipe, etc., experienced a stable 12% growth. Meanwhile, our value-added products, including IBC, composite cylinder, LPG, CNG, and the MOX film, saw an impressive 32% growth, now constituting 26% of our product mix. Our operating margin remained stable at around 14% thanks to our ability to pass on raw material cost fluctuation and the exchange fluctuation to our customers. Looking ahead, we anticipate that continue this growth momentum at least for 2 years and targeting around 15%, fueled by steady growth in our core packaging business, expansion of our composite cylinder segment, which includes LPG, CNG, oxygen. I'm not again clarifying hydrogen cylinder. It is under process of development and approval that not projected because commercialization will take place after March 2025. So our core markets in FMCG, specialty chemicals, construction chemicals, paint, pharmaceutical continue to exhibit strong demand prospects, positioning us well in future growth. As last call also, I have said that India and other Asian countries where we have existence, we are getting the advantage of China Plus, shifting the business from China to other Asian countries. At the onset, I would like to inform you that the board of the directors recommend a dividend of 200%, 2 rupees per share. Previous year, it was 125%, 1.25 rupees per equity shares and face value of 1 for the March 2024, subject to approval of the shareholders, resulting in a significant increase by 60% in the dividend outflow. You recall my call last time. As the company's earnings are increasing, the company would like to improve the payout ratio, and on that direction, management is working. Therefore, it has increased the dividend from 125% to 200%. Coming to the financial numbers, the results are already announced. I will just walk you through some of the key financial numbers in operational light. You recall my last conversation call where I have said whole-year profit, which was for March 2023, the company had achieved in 9 months. So this quarter four is a bonus for this year compared to last year. You will see that net sales stood in this quarter four is 1,405 crore. This is the highest in a quarter in the life of the company, as against 1,193 crores last year. EBITDA 197 crores, as against 170 crores last year. PAT 92 crores, as against 64 crores. In terms of the percentage, you see the net sales increased 18%, which contribution from India 19%, overseas also 16%. Volume increased 19%, India 20%, overseas 18%. So India and overseas is running in the same pace around, with the gap of 1% or 2% here and there. EBITDA increased 16%, but you will find because of the utilization of the assets efficiently, because of the use of the funds very effectively, the PAT is increased by 45%. The EBITDA and PAT stood margin 14% and PAT margin 6.6%, where you will find a substantial increase, as against 14.2% and 5.3%. We state 1.3% gain in the PAT is on account of the depreciations and the interest rates. Increase in the freight cost due to the geopolitical issue in the Middle East region and due to high business in the PE pipe division, having especially wide, that is also 10 or 20 basis points in the last quarter, is not material, because in the particular PE pipe order, we take on the fixed price basis, but there may be a fluctuation and we are taking the time gap between the passing on to the customer. But you see the, when the half yearly results or something, you will average out. There is no any major difference in the profitability part is concerned, because company is having a B2C business directly, where the pipe price increase also pass on to the customer, and price decrease also we pass on to the customer. During the year ended 31st March 2024, on the consolidation basis, on the yearly, first time we crossed 5,000 crores, 5,007 crores, as against 4,293 crores last year. EBITDA, as promised, crossed 700 crores, 705 crores, which was this thing, and guidelines was for 700 crores around, as against last year was 581 crores. PAT, 311 crores. Guideline was there for around 300 crores. So everything is surpassed from the guidelines. As against last year, 219 crores. In terms of the percentage, net sales increased by 17%, volume 19%, EBITDA 21%, but PAT increased by 42%. Share of the business, as you have seen the above results, the value-added product grew by 32% in FY 2024 as compared to FY 2023, while established product grew 12%. The share of the value-added product is 26% of the total sales in FY 2024, as against 23% in FY 2023. In the last conference call, I said that in the next three years' time, you will see, in spite of growth in each of the product, value-added product sale will be 35% of our total revenue. Because the value-added product and composite product will grow 30%, other legacy product, established product, in line of the other industrial base, it will grow 10%-12%. Now, share of the India and overseas business, which earlier it was 70% India, 33% overseas, but now I'm glad to tell you, it's 67% India and 33% overseas business, as against 66% previously, 66 and 34. EBITDA margin in India and overseas is 14.4% in India, 13.4% in overseas. But because of the average taxation rate is low in overseas, the net PAT margins is more in overseas market compared to Indian market in terms of the percentage. Now, I am glad to tell you that company's focus on the debt reduction, so you will see that net debt, net of the cash as on 31st March, stood 591 crores, total debt at 745 crores, as against 709 crores previous year, and total debt 810 crores as on 31st March 2023, a reduction of 118 crores. I would also like to bring your attention, we all are aware that in the current financial year ended, 31st March 2024, there was a three continuous holiday at the end of the year, that is 29, 30, and 31st. In spite of that, company able to manage their resources very rapidly, but it would have much better if company would have got 3 working days continuously. The management continue to focus on the further reduction in the debt and aim to become debt-free in the next 2-3 years' time. The capex incurred during the FY20 well within the budget, 181 crores only, which includes 77 crores towards the brownfield capacity expansion, re-engineering, automation, establishment product, extra, and 104 crores towards the value-added product, mainly for CNG cylinders and the IBC. The total capex in the future is estimated in the range of, as I mentioned in the last call also, it will be less than 150 crores, which includes automation, re-engineering, because cost of the, to maintain the cost, the company need to replace the machines, mold, etc. Return on capital, I am pleased to inform that it is improved to 16.4%. In fact, I recall my conference, I said we will achieve 16%, but it is now 16.4%. Less company promised in the 2 years' time to reach 20%, so we are on that guidelines only. And to achieve this, company is implementing strategies such as increase in productivity through automation, re-engineering, cost reduction, implementing power-saving plants, enhancing capacity, brownfield expansion, increasing the revenue shares of high-margin value-added products, etc. During the year, management has identified certain non-core assets. I have given that information in the month of December, and on that onwards, efforts are continued. At that time, the assets were 125 crores, which is now reduced to 90 crores. And as company is estimating to liquidate its entire non-core assets or utilize that prior to 31st March 2025, that also fund will be utilized, part of the capex, part of the debt reduction, and part of the increase the business of the company. I would also like to inform you, everyone, that one of our subsidiary company, Net Energy Limited, we are working towards the development of technology, advanced TBS or transparent container batteries, e-rickshaw batteries in lead acid and lithium at the existing manufacturing facility. This development will happen in the current financial year so that benefit can be occurred in the period ahead when the electrical, this e-vehicle rickshaw volume will increase. It's a huge potential, very big market is there, so the development is undertaken. Transparent container battery is a type of the lead acid batteries commonly used in power segment for backup power system and in other applications requiring reliable and long-lasting energy storage. Coming to the consolidation from restructuring overseas business in the Middle East, which we have announced that already agreed to sell 50% of that business in $25 million, the process is on. You are aware this call is for the audited financial results. We can now hand over our audited accounts to the overseas businesses, to the their nominated agency for due diligence. So we are expecting this transaction is to be completed in June. And that process already they announced, it will be used for the debt reduction and the benefit to the shareholders as per the board decision. In the quarter, the company received the approval from Petroleum and Explosive Safety Organization, PESO, for manufacturing the high pressure type 4 composite cylinder prototype for hydrogen. We are first here in India to have received this manufacturing approval. I think I am going to give, we are going to give this good news instead of 6 months. You will going to hear in the next 2 months time more, because the most of the process is time process is on, and we should get approval for manufacturing also in the next 2 months' time. Now I would like to open the floor to answer a specific question, if any, which is not covered in my speech.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Amit Sareen from K16 Advisors. Please go ahead.
Good evening, management team, Vagheria Saab. Congratulations on a very good performance once again. The last couple of years, you have completely transformed the company. So many congratulations for that.
I just wanted
to know, you know, normally in your presentation, you give the breakup between, you know, during the, between the composite, you give the sub breakup that how much is CNG revenue, how much is LPG revenue. This time it has not been given. So maybe it is oversight or is something, if you can share. That was my first question.
Yeah.
Second question, if you want, or you can answer and I'll ask the second question.
Yeah. So you can give me the next question, so I can give you answer of both. Meantime, I will ask my people to give me that information.
Sure. I'll ask. Now, also, when one looks at the segment, you know, number, segment capital employed, you know, the capital employed in composites has gone up, you know, quite sharply. It is now 853 crores. And even the previous year figure, which used to be 477 crores, is now restated to 802 crores. Now, this is significant change. So if you can throw some light on, you know, what is the correct picture and how we should look at it.
Yeah.
That was the second question.
Yeah.
And the third was that there is a sharp increase in other income during the fourth quarter results. So if you can also elaborate on that. So these were the three questions.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Good, Amit, I think. First, you ask about CNG and LPG separate figure. Due to oversight, because yesterday long meeting was there because new directors also inducted in the banking sector. So I think in so every result was out, so we thought timely we should give that earning presentation. In case of especially CNG and LPG, which was projected and we did the achieve business of LPG 210 crores and CNG 308 crores. So total is 518.
So 210 crores and sorry, what LPG?
210 crores for LPG.
Okay.
And 308 crores for CNG, Cascade.
Okay. This is for the full year.
Now,
this for the full year.
Yeah, for full year.
Fine.
Now, you are asking me the composite cylinder with the investment up, because you know that our expansion plan announced last year, which is in process, for which the company need to do the investment of 125 crores. Okay. Said order advance already given, and that expansion is going to come this year. Almost around, I think, 70 to 80 crores payment have been capex already done on account of composite cylinder, which mainly for LPG and some of the equipments for development of the hydrogen cylinder. Revenue of this will come in the period ahead. Half of the period can come this year also. So mainly increase on that. Another thing, the composite, which includes the IBC also. So we have seen that company, one of the subsidiary company, that is TPL Plastic, has completed the project in Dahej area for manufacturing of the IBC, where they can generate the annual revenue of almost around the 90 crores. That investment revenue has come only part of the period, 5 months of the financial year 23-24. They were therefore, the capital to revenue is not showing, but if you exclude this investment of CNG expansion plus equipment of hydrogen plus Dahej investment of the subsidiary, including land, building, plant and machine all put together, roughly, I can say around 125 crores, we have to exclude which revenue will come in the period ahead. Then it will be comparable. Right?
Okay. Okay.
Now, you asked me about the Q4 other income. Yes. You see my declaration and information provided earlier that company has realizable value non-core assets 125 crores identified. Okay, out of that, two decisions were taken, one in southern region, one in the western region. That also I have updated to NSE BSE. Now, one transaction which was free, land and buildings were available, that have been completed, and that location has given the profit of around 10 crores on account of additional compared to book value. So this other income is inclusive 10 crores on account of the non-recurring income, right?
Okay, okay. So I had just one clarification.
Yeah.
The last year capital employed, was 477 in composite.
Yes.
So that restatement I did not understand.
Okay, I think what I can do it, Amit, I will ask my people to work out the details, and if you can provide details to my IR manager, Mr. Digvijay, they will provide you quite details in working, and I will give the details, because exactly details I don't have available, the investment composite, what they have taken in composite, because composite product which we cover, IBC product which covers the steel drums, then we cover the LPG, CNG and auto segment. Okay, that's all covered under the composite products. So as far as capital investment is concerned, to which I remember very well, therefore I have explained to you, but remaining if any there, they will find out, they will recheck and confirm to you.
All right. Just one thing, if I may. One more question, if I may.
Yeah, Bullard.
Yeah, you are doing a great job on the gas station front, the composite. Every year you increase quite sharply, and that is visible for everybody to see.
Yeah,
when are you going to get into vehicle gas cylinders? Because both Maruti as well as Tata Motors have big plans. So I was just wondering, are you economical enough? Is there any cost analysis done which makes you suitable for those vehicles?
Suitable. It is suitable. It is approved by PESO authority. Now, I have mentioned last time also, when my expansion of the cylinder manufacturing capacity will complete, then we will go to the automotive industry where they can replace an advantage. There is a huge advantage of using the composite cylinder in the state of present metal cylinder, because that becomes a lighter. Okay. And then they can carry the more gas. The bar pressure, which is our cylinder, composite cylinder, bar pressure is very higher side. So that all will give the benefit, but that we will approach. In fact, approach already done, but some drawing works, little discussion, that all is ongoing, because we know that automotive sectors approval itself take 8 to 12 months time. So we have initiated talk with them, design, taking, everything. Approval is already there. My 56-liter cylinder is already approved by PESO authority. But one thing I am just clarifying you. Instead of selling cylinder plus gasket, I am doing some value addition. So I am adding the margin on cylinder plus complete gasket set. So we are getting the margin on that. Therefore, with the value-added products, we are selling currently. First target is to supply to the gas stations, from mother stations to the filling stations. And you know very well how big the market, 20,000 crores market is there as far as CNG cylinder itself. Now, every day, we are also, and you also must be hearing that, so many CBG plants are also coming, and Reliance, Adani, many people are working on CBG plant. They will need this, all types of the cylinder, CNG cylinder. And another, CNG is also a lot of things to be done in the increase in the capacity to storage of the more gas in one cylinder with the same type of the volume. That will come. You will see, I think by next year you will be able to see that.
Great, sir. Thank you and wish you all the best.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Ashish Khurana from NK Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Again, from my side as well, big congrats to the management for walking the talk, and not only in meeting, but in at least the operating metrics surpassing the guidance. Congratulations. I was going through some of the previous calls, and I think Bharatji or Raghuji also mentioned a few seconds back I just wanted, you know, one clarification on this opportunity that we talk about in the CNG cascade business. So the opportunity size mentioned is around, say, 20,000 crores. So the clarification I wanted was that, is this 20,000 crores specifically for type 4, or is it combined type 1, type 2, type 3, type 4 that you're talking about?
And it is, it is the entire family of applications for CNG, which will include the cascade as well as the automotive applications, plus of course the type 1. When we talk about 20,000 crores, it will be the current demand that is applicable.
So this is across all the types, and we are hoping that 50% of it would at least be type 4, which would, you know, which probably will, you know, have a big chunk of it from that.
That's right. But Ashish, well, again, I am clarifying you, it's for the new market. Oh? I am not considering the replacement market. You know that CNG cascade of metal cylinders are available for more than 25 years in India.
Yeah.
Okay. So we are not considering, this is only based on the government guidelines and government policy of October 2020, where they are station have been allotted 8,100 station, and we are considering two cascade, one station, which itself is a market of 12,000 crores. Then there is a MRU, mobile refilling unit is there, compressed biogas is there, then automotive industries are there. So 28,000 to 30,000 crore total market cap, each of the segments we are considering, at least 30-40% conversion will take place, because of the advantage of using the composite cylinder. So as a company, as I have mentioned in my last call also, the composite cylinder business, which is currently in the 23-24, around 300 crores, which we are projecting in the next 5 years' time, it can be 2,500 to 3,000 crores, our company's own business.
Got it, sir. This makes it very clear. Thanks a lot. Secondly, sir, I think we have previously mentioned that the competition here is either, you know, players who don't have that technology in terms of, say, the pressure levels that type 4, you know, our type 4 cylinder can sustain, or they import. And I know in the previous calls you have said that you have been trying to get a sense on the market size of, say, you know, the previous FY. So what I wanted to understand was that even if, you know, we do not have the exact market size, given the competition and what we have spoken about it, is it fair to say that, say, in the previous financial year, we had, say, over 50% share of the type 4 CNG cascades that were sold, especially type 4 that were sold in India?
No, in fact, when it comes to type 4, we are the only manufacturer here in India. So I would say we are definitely doing, leading the pack for thing. There are very few people who have managed to import the type 4 cylinders from Korea or Russia, but those are petered out, given the fact that we are now making it here and have the considerable advantage. Same is the case with type 3 also. We are in a position to gain that advantage, and we will soon also be in a position to overtake them in terms of our presence.
Oh, got it. Now, sir, coming to the LPG cylinder side, so we have an effective capacity of, say, around 1 million, if I'm not wrong.
1.4 million. 1.4 million, but he's right, but 1 million for manufacturing capacity of the different sizes.
Because of various sizes that we have to, like...
Yeah, I agree fully with you, yes. Where we can generate the revenue of around 230 to 240 crores, right? Yes.
And in the last call, it was mentioned that 90% of it is utilized, but we are not actively looking to add to it because the opportunity might not be that lucrative, is it?
No. You know that I have clarified last time. As far as these LPG cylinders, government main companies are IOCL, BPCL, HPCL. You know that last 2 years only this business has taken place, right? So in the last 2 years, government, other companies, I tell them the other companies also, like BPCL, HPCL, they are also small quantity we have supplied. And in the last 2 years, we and other producers in India, both have supplied around 1.5 million cylinders in the market. And in addition to that, I mentioned that we have a capacity of 1 million sellable capacity. Almost 48 countries, our cylinders are approved. And we are exporting 30 to 40% of our capacity export market also. Last year also, we have added 5-6 countries more. And this year also, we are projecting to add more countries, because we don't want to depend only on the India. The business was set up because we know this product, and we are in this product since more than 10 years in India. But Indian government did not take 2 years back. It just happened 2 years back only. But we are sure once the And that also you see as the India geographical presence and these 1.5 million cylinder in 29 states. So very small quantity reach now. You won't see any cylinder in Mumbai region and Maharashtra because out of the total Maharashtra, only 15,000 cylinder allocation last 2 years. How are you able to see that? But yes, the people, those who have started the using, they are getting good response because of the advantage, lightweight, easy handling, gas visibility, no exposure in the cylinders. So that advantage and lot of now the education to the people is to be carried out. Education to the distributors is done. So we are close working with these government companies how this message can go to the each user of the LPG cylinders. So I think you will see in the next period that therefore we have not taken the expansion. You have seen that let us, even though we are 90% utilization, but we have feel that and we have also, unless the BPCL, HPCL start the buying quantity in the large, you know that how many cylinders in population today? It's a 500 million, 50 crore cylinders are in population. And every year government need how much? They need almost 5 crore cylinders. And against that, what is the capacity of us and Supreme? Less than 5% even I can say. What is this capacity? Nothing.
Right.
So it is going to happen. I remember very well. You go back. We are in the polymer drums, right? You go back to 25 years back. Entire market, 30 years back, entire market was controlled by the steel drum. And leader was the Bommanlori Venlius, his government company. You see now, 30 years, 60% conversion has taken place now. 60%. So it is going to be happen slowly, slowly, and we are going to see at least sustainability when the BPCL, HPCL, IOCL and some of the private gas distribution company also take the interest and use these LPG cylinder. And then we will talk about the expansion. We are not considering in our revenue growth of 15% this LPG cylinder any expansion. Yes, we are happy with 90% utilization. Let us first people restarted using and recurring customers should come back. Because it's a one time and you won again. 2 years back, the price difference between the metal cylinder and composite cylinder was more than 30%. Today it is reduced to almost around 15%. As the volume will increase, we can also offer you very, very competitive prices of this. Yeah?
Got it, sir. Thank you for the perspective and detailed answer. One final bookkeeping question. So in the last call, we had given a guidance of FY25 interest cost to be around 70 crores. And that is how we see it right now, right?
I think you are right because we revised also after audited result yesterday night. We were all team were here only. And after audited result, we revisit our revenue of 2025 and interest working. You are on that line only. I think the right figure you have.
Thank you so much, sir. All the best for the coming financial. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Abhijit Purohit from Kaviraj Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Hi, Abhijit.
Firstly, congratulations on really strong set of numbers. I just have one major question. The approval that we received from PESO for manufacturing high-pressure type 4 composite cylinders, and this is for prototype hydrogen side. So I just wanted to understand just wanted to know how much revenue potential, incremental revenue potential we have from this approval. And can you just throw some light and explain?
Abhijit, it is too early to say about that. I mentioned to you hydrogen cylinder requirement is depending on the hydrogen gas plant, which is again, as you know that currently CNG using in the vehicle. Future you will see hydrogen using because the capacity will be more. But yes, we are the first company who got this approval. And as you mentioned the approval, this is the prototype approval. We made some samples given the approval. Now we will do the one lot of the production capacity. There are many, as I understand from my technical team, almost 30-40 tests are required. So almost 75% tests have been completed, balance is in process, is the time testing process. So we'll come to know final approval in the next 2 months' time. Then we will find out, we will meet to the company's requirement. But yes, everywhere green energy you are hearing, every company is working on green energy, every company is working on the hydrogen. So we will have an advantage definitely, but the commercialization, estimated revenue, which you have mentioned to Mr. Rashid, just I have told him, in revenue guidance of 25, we have not factored anything. Just we are keeping ourselves ready to take the capture the market and the first mover advantage. That is our objective.
All right, sir. Just wanted to understand, in Q4, we saw a slight dip in our EBITDA margins of established products. So is there any specific reason or it's just a momentary?
I think I have also worked out because some other person has also asked me yesterday night. But you know that last quarter always you will find some kind of the annual provision and certain kind of the, I can say, the voluntary retirement, settlement, we have done some of the labor at the unit. So there is hardly, the employee cost is incremental of 3 to 4 crores. Otherwise, there is no normal. There is a 10-20 basis point is there. Other things we have seen that 11 crores non-recurring profit is also there. But as I mentioned always in my call, the variance in the EBITDA margin will be up to 50 basis point because whenever price increase, exchange fluctuation, it takes time to pass on with the gap of 25 to 30 days. You will not find any much variance in the period. And yes, we ourselves are keeping target EBITDA margin in the range of 13.5 to 15.5. We are keeping the range depending on the established product mix and the value-added product mix. Especially in the last quarter, you are asking me, you know the PE pipe business, which is again we supply to the EPC contractor, certain government guidelines, completion of the project, etc., where the EBITDA margin is in the range of 10 to 11.5%, so volume is more there. Therefore, it may affect to 10 to 20 basis points. Otherwise, there is no any other reason for downsizing the EBITDA. Utilization is okay, supply is okay, and all product segment is okay.
All right, sir. Thank you so much. That was it from my side, and all the very best for the upcoming endeavors.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is in the line of Rahul Dhruv from Pegasus Growth. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Congratulations on the great numbers. Just wanted to check on a couple of things. One is on the LPG cylinder contract that we have currently. When does it end and how much of that revenue is there? Let's assume if we don't have any further contracts from HPCL and BPCL. What would be the impact on revenue?
I tell you, you know that elections are ongoing there. Previous contract is over now. We and other partners have supplied that. New contract is already in process. Everything is finalized. But I will able to, being a listed company and quantity, I will able to let you know in the next 15 or 20 days time because already finalized and I will announce when I will get order in hand. But yes, process is on because of some government election process and it's the government companies, so it may take 10-15 days more.
Okay.
But yes,
but in order
is continue. Supply is on.
In order to maintain continuity, the oil company have also extended the last tender so that the supply does not get disrupted.
Yeah.
But ballpark, how much was the number in FY24? It's around 200 crores, right?
Both put together, I think that last tender was about 1.5 million cylinders, right?
Right. No, but I'm talking about revenue for last year.
Yeah, revenue last year, I mentioned that in the LPG cylinder revenue was 210 crores.
Right, okay. So if there is no continuation, that is an impact that we can potentially have.
No, there will not be any impact because what happened, certain time we are, because the government, you know, their supply, always there is a, if you don't supply into time, they charge the delay charges and everything. So what we do is, we do the timely supply and wherever the available capacity is there, we take the export order also and taking care of those other countries. We balance both ways, depending on the timely delivery schedule of each of the customer. You know that nowadays, because of the Red Sea problem, we have to transit period is increased for export to the other countries. So we are keeping that in mind and accordingly we are exporting to the overseas customer.
Okay, great. And sir, my next question was on the development of TBS, transparent container batteries and e-rickshaw batteries. Can you tell me exactly what NED Energy is doing? I mean, are they just making the containers? What are they really trying to, what is the product that is finally going to come out?
I just give you the history. If you know, I don't know because how many calls you attended that. You know, NED Energy is a subsidiary, 97% subsidiary of Time Technoplast Limited, where company has invested 65 crores and both the companies put together revenue in the range of 125 crores. Potential to go up to 250 crores. One point of time, this company was manufacturing only telecom sector batteries. But COVID period then learned, and we also developed so many other batteries, which include solar batteries, railway signal batteries, industrial batteries, and the telecom sector batteries, now hardly 25 to 30% of business. But yes, we have a technology available, so we thought we are not going for the electrical battery community. But yes, within the know-how available, we are in process of e-rickshaw batteries especially, because market is very big and this battery is very well accepted. It's a low-cost battery compared to full size of the batteries, which is lithium-ion-based batteries, electrical batteries, there is very high cost. Because I know that recently I bought one electrical vehicle where the battery cost itself is 1,20,000 rupees. You know, that is a very high cost. So we want to develop e-rickshaw batteries with the low cost and low maintenance batteries. So our scientists are very clear. They are developing and within 6 months they will be ready this. Now, notwithstanding that, you know very well that we have said in various calls, companies made investment 65 crores and we are more focusing on the composite products. And as we get the good returns on electrical business, this vehicle battery business, we will definitely, in the 3 years, explore the possibility of the existing phone-based business, because our focus is very clear on the composite products where the EBITDA margins are higher and the good potential in the period ahead.
Transparent battery will be
And transparent battery, where it is used, I am just telling you, it is in power transmission, power distribution, telecom sites, offshore platforms and captive power users. Market size is about 200 crores, very big. And you and we know very well, power sector is going to be main in the next 5 years when India government is forecasting the growth of 8 to 10% and further. And this specifically segment where the power sector is growing 20%. So we thought why we should not develop these batteries. Whenever opportunity arises, company can get that advantage and that value can be captured when they decide to exit from this business.
Okay. So I had one last question if I'm okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So on the, you know, I looked at your EBIT margins, which basically are almost at whatever 20 quarter high, around whatever 11 plus now, except for the last quarter. So that, if you compare with your gross margins are actually around 250 basis points lower from the previous peak, while your EBIT is, of course, a function of scaling up of the business and economies of scale. So I'm just wondering, what happens to gross margins? Can they go back to the 30-plus percent level eventually?
You are talking specifically Q4?
No, I'm talking about overall, quarterly. If you look at the quarterly gross margins, they used to be in the 30 to 31% range at one point in time.
Yes,
and
yes.
Now they are at between 28 and, you know, 27 and 28. So I'm just saying, is that something which can potentially change over a period of time?
Yeah, just a minute. In the quarter, you will see the material cost is 71.7% as against 71.9%.
30%,
that will be 27%. That material cost, always I tell you, just a minute. Material cost, I just give you the some kind of the information to you. The material which is locally is available, some material I have to import it, imports available. Material cost is composition of import duties, then the import price, etc. So that all depends on the demand-supply gap. Material percentage, sales realizations, everything has gone down because we pass on to the customer prices and down. So always we talk about the volume growth. We have seen volume growth is 19%, but the revenue growth is around 15% somewhere. So that difference is on account of the prices ups and downs. We material cost, you know that if, for example, today I'm selling some product like 100 rupees and I'm making a 15% EBITDA, that is 15 rupees, then terms of the percentage will come 15. But if tomorrow 10 rupees down raw material prices, 90 rupees, and again I will make 15 rupees, then the percentage will go to the 16.5. So in absolute figures, you will have to see the EBITDA margin is maintained.
I fully agree with that. That's not really what I was talking about.
And another percentage-wise, I tell you, as the percentage, we have a variety of the products includes. You have seen that battery products, steel drums, IBC, composite products. In composite products, you will say the raw material inputs are less, but other expenditures are very high. In polymer drums, maybe the raw material cost 75%, maybe the other cost is less. So it's the combined put together. If the range is 71% to 72%.
Okay, so it's a product mix. Okay, thank you very much. I'll come back in the queue.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in this conference, we request you to limit your questions to 2 per participant only. The next question is on the line of Priyank Parikh from Abacus Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I have only one question on the IBC business. So,
Mr. Parikh. Sir, your audio is not clear.
Yeah,
we request you to use the handset mode while speaking and not the speakerphone.
Yeah, sure.
Hello?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. So I have only one question on our IBC business. So, sir, in this quarter, the IBC volume has surged quite substantially. So, any reason for the same?
Let me see that. What is your question? IBC?
IBC business has risen substantially in this quarter.
Yeah, it's okay. I think you were on that. I think before 2%, when somebody has asked me about the composite product business, I have mentioned clarifying one of my subsidiary has put up IBC plant, which is started in the part of the year, in the October only. So you will see in the second half, there is a substantial improvement in the IBC. And in each of the call, I have mentioned very clearly, packaging products where jerrycans, drums will grow in the range of 20%, but IBC definitely will grow between 15% to 20%, because most of the exports are taking place in IBC. Because of the bulk handling, engine handling, mechanical equipments are available. So that's the reason. Yes, because of the new expansion that has taken place. And that pace will continue.
Okay, got it.
You go through my, I think, another subsidiary company result, TPL Plastic, you will come to know. Because every clarification has been given that in subsidiary.
Yeah, understood, sir.
Yeah.
On the continuation of that, if we see, the fourth quarter of FY22, fourth quarter of FY23, and the fourth quarter of this year. So we see a sudden drop in the realization of the IBC. So any specific reason for the same?
No, it's again, margin is maintained, absolute difficulty is maintained, it is the cost of the price drop and product mix. But especially you are talking the IBC, of course prices has gone down, polymer prices has gone down, so we have to pass on, these are the industrial products. I'll have to see the...
Sorry to interrupt, sir. In this year, except this quarter, the IBC realization is around 80-200 per unit. Now that has substantially come down to 6,800.
Oh, no, I again one thing I'll not clarify, I tell you. You see my presentation, we have mentioned very clearly, IBC, you go through my earning presentation, I have mentioned clerically, certain countries where I sell at the complete IBC, okay, number one, which price range from 7,500 to 9,000, country-wise different, but in certain countries, I sell only containers also, because in the world over, in India not yet taken in popularized, but world over, there is a, we supply the inner container only, not a complete IBC. Therefore, the per IBC rate you can't find from this work. From the rebottlers we provide them. And we have written IBC including inner containers. Because some customer, IBC is a three-part components. One is the inner container, then the cage, and the lower side is the pallets. Three variants are there differently. So you can't get the price. This is the rough estimate they've been given, that these are the total IBC numbers bottles. Because blow molded items, then one is the complete IBC, then the inner container, that is very difficult to provide country-wise and separate. Yeah? So I think you cannot get that rate directly linked to the numbers and the divided by revenue.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and sir, if I may ask the last question on that front only, the IBC volume we are seeing, so how much is coming from the domestic sale and how much is from export sale?
Almost you will find, what is percentage? 45% India and 55% overseas.
Oh, okay, got it. Yeah, thank you, sir. That's it.
Thank you.
The next question is in the line of Akhil Gulecha from Peak Day Family Office. Please go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Bharat. First of all, congratulations on such a great turnaround that you accomplished in the last few years. I'll quickly go through a couple of questions that I have. So first is I wanted to understand the pricing difference in CNG caskets between the caskets that you make versus the caskets that are imported. And are you see, because you've grown at 100% year on year for the past couple of years. So why is nobody else putting up a plant in India? Is it quite expensive to put up a plant? Are you seeing any challenges going ahead in the, are you seeing any competition in CNG casket at all in India?
Yes, let me just answer you this query that you have. First, when it comes to the price difference, the price difference between the casket that we offer in the market and the one that is being offered by importing these cylinders and then assembling them here, they are in the region of somewhere between 15% to 18%. So we are in a position to provide that advantage to the buyer. And being a domestic class one supplier, as they call it in the government terms, there is an automatic preference coming to us. That's number one. Number two, while we are doing reasonably well in this business, as you would, as an automotive consumer, realize that, you know, the use of the fuel for any vehicle today is still getting rationalized, you know, quarter on quarter or year over year. People are still not very clear as to whether the diesel will get substituted by CNG or whether you will have electrical vehicles or whether there will be a compressed biogas or whether there will be an ethanol. So there, the distribution of the gases are getting fractured mandates. But then for sure, over a long period of time, with the policies the governments have ruled out, we are in a position to see very clearly that CNG will find its rightful place in the entire segment of business. So we are very confident. It might take others to realize it, but even when they realize it, access to this technology is very difficult. There are very few people who manufacture these products globally. We fortunately have been in the composite business for the last 20 years, so we had the good experience of manufacturing these cylinders, and we were able to graduate much faster.
Okay, understood. So what you are saying is that as of now, you don't see any domestic competition in India, and you are fairly confident of great growth in the next few years at least.
Very true, no doubt about it.
Okay, thank you. And the second question is, I know you talked about this earlier as well, but can you just explain why your volume growth is 18%, but your revenue growth is quite lower than that? So how are your contracts structured to your customers? How does that work like? Because ideally, you would expect volume growth plus some inflation price increase.
No. As I mentioned in my last call, you know that 19% volume growth and revenue growth is 16%. 2-3% difference is on account of the pricing difference because the duty structure, exchange rate. It means I'm very clear. Normally, when we talk about the growth, we talk 15% growth in terms of the volume because prices, again, depending on the demand supply. And when we talk about the EBITDA margin within the range from 13.5%-15.5%, so we talk in the terms of the absolute figure only. So pricing is again, as you know, that polymer prices are depending on the demand supply, not only the oil prices directly linked because some producers are making gas-based oil or something, and we have a different product mix also. But as far as fixed order price is concerned, we have only two products or two or three products where we have an order book. That also, like for example, CNG cascades, LPG, that's all on the fixed price, but we take contingency part in our hand. A contingency we keep always when do the pricing based on our experience of the last year. And when we do the projections also based on the last year realizations and the costing, we take the projections for the next year. In HDPE PE pipe business, normally we have seen we take the fixed price contract almost 50%, 60%, 40% price variation we allow them. And at the same time, we also book our materials accordingly by either from imports or locally so that we can manage that price level within the range. There's no, you don't find much of the variance, especially when the, because Indian producers are also parallelly changing, correcting their prices based on the import prices of each of the countries different. So you won't find any of the much difference. But always when we tell you see the volume growth is there. Price ups and down, it is depending on the products. You have seen the 70% raw material cost, this may go up down. But you know that 92% of our business is directly B2C end user business, where we have a practice to pass on the price increase or decrease with the customer. Therefore, we are able to maintain our EBITDA margin within the accepted range.
Okay, understood. So what you're saying is that you target 15% volume growth, the revenue growth may be slightly up and down, but it will largely remain within the range. So it is also possible that with 15% volume growth, you end up with 18% revenue growth.
Yes, of course, it's possible. If suppose tomorrow exchange rate become 88 rupees or 86 rupees, price will go up, I will pass on to them.
Okay, understood. Okay, thank you so much. Thank you so much, and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Ankur Savaria from Equity Investments. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. I really congratulate you for a very good set of numbers, and you are walking the talk for last 3-4 years from the time I have been associated with the company. Before the disinvestment talks were there, you had given a guidance of sales of about 4,200 thereabouts in 2 to 3 years down the line. But now, since we are not disinvesting the foreign business, what would be your target for FY25 and 26 for the revenue?
Thank you, but you have seen that in the last call also, one disinvestment process is on part of the year, which is hardly 7.5% of our revenue, which is in terms of the, if I consider a 5,000 crore revenue, 7.5% is 350 crores. And 350 crores also, if you divide 50% selling, it's 125 crores, which is negligible in terms of the disinvestment part. But yes, as I mentioned in last call also, that disinvestment proceeds will be used for the value-added expansion, the repayment of the debt. But yes, you are asking me as a growth part is concerned, I can, as I mentioned in the to last person also to Ankur, you can consider the volume growth of 15% around, as we have achieved 5,000 crore this year. Exactly, you can take the 15% volume, then it's worth out around 5,700 crores around. And similarly, there will be some EBITDA expansion margin also. You will see 20 to 30 basis point improvement because of the product mix change. And we are considering composite product growth of 30%, composite products growth, which includes all value-added products are there. And the other products, we are considering growth of 10 to 12%, which the packaging products mainly and other products. As you know, that chemical industry data is also available, that everybody is estimating in the range of 10 to 12% chemical volume growth is accepting. So we are also considering the same way.
Got it, sir. And also, sir, since our CAPEX will be over, almost over in this financial year, and given the size of our order book, the government policies regarding the natural gases and CNG, doesn't it make sense that since our CAPEX is already covered with the cash in hand and the money that we are going to get from the disinvestment, doesn't it make sense to take a leap of faith and really ramp up our CapEx for next phase for the Type 4 cylinders, because you have so much demand that you're not being able to fulfill. So why wait for someone else to enter the market? And would it not be better that we really go for a next phase of CapEx and capture the entire market, both for the car manufacturers and the CNG business?
What is that? Ankur?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Ankur?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Yeah. I'll tell you, you have said right, but I think some things which is not in my hand, because you know that equipments, most of the equipments are imported, which is a time-taking process, and delivery itself is 8 to 10 months time. We have already placed the order. Okay? So now, if demand is there, that's right. But again, you know that the new unit put up, approvals process in India, you know the how timings are required. We have already taken this period ahead. Last year only we took the expansion, but that we will complete this year. Now, we know very well, if my capacity itself is not adequate, you know that when the person want to buy a cascade and install the new cascade, he should be ready with the new CNG station. He should be ready with the supply of the trailer, which he is placing the order in automotive industry. You know that automotive industry is growing to 10%-12%. There's a delivery time in each of the vehicles. Maybe in trailer system, there is a vehicle time is, where delivery schedule itself is a 6 to 10 months time. So they place me the order, then month to month, they give the delivery schedule based on the completion of various stations, based on the availabilities of the trailers, because these are new stations they are putting up. So it is not linked to direct my expansion. We can do, we have adequate. As you see, my debt equity is very low. I can borrow at 9%, I put up the, do the expansion. But as a management, we've decided, grow slowly, slowly, but take the market opportunity. We don't want to keep the assets idle, as we have experienced in LPG cylinder. We have invested 10 years back, but government took interest and started buying since last 2-3 years only. So it is better to go slowly, but yes, always we will be the first mover advantage, as we are keeping ourselves ready. I tell you, hydrogen cylinders, we are developing it. We will be the first advantagers. We will have a first mover advantage, but we know that requirement of hydrogen cylinder is going to come after at the end of the 2025-26 only, not now. But we keeping ourselves ready. We are doing investment for that.
Got it, sir. And it makes sense, too.
It makes sense.
Last question is.
We can draw whenever we want, because you know that LPG cylinder, if you want to expand it, we have experience. So we can do complete in the 6 months time. But now, CNG, it's just a time-taking process.
Absolutely. And this is the, as Mr. Anand used to say, that you have to paint your picture and find the best product. And as of now, I feel for our company, CNG cylinders are the best product that is giving us future growth, and we see a lot of demand also. So that
Yeah.
is the only reason
Another
that
thing,
I
you
was
know,
saying.
till last year, there was the shortage of the carbon fiber. Nobody approved, vendor was there. But last 2 years, we work hard. Now we keep ourselves ready. We have signed the contract with the overseas supplier for at least next 2 years' time. So including my expansion requirement also, we have given them in advance. So if I have everything ready, but if I don't have a carbon fiber or raw material, then what we can do it?
Yes, sir.
Another
I got your
also,
point, sir.
we are some kind of the local companies, government companies. We are working for polymer developments also for the CNG cylinders. We have joined hands together. I cannot name that company without their approval, but we have joined hands. We are very focused. The product should be made in India, and you know that government companies and the government always focusing on the Indian manufacturer. Have we predicted any time that Apple phone will be made in India? Now you see that 30% market India government is capturing and exporting from India. Have we heard any time? This has happened in the last 1 year.
No, sir.
Yeah.
And sir, how is the demand through when we are saying that for the LPG cylinders, we are only in India, we are only dependent upon the gas companies, but you are marketing it through this GoGas through a different company in Maharashtra. So is that not picking up?
No. I have a very minuscule share of business. You would appreciate it. The good amount of LPG distribution today in India is controlled only through the OMCs.
Through the OMC, government companies are the private companies. These are the private company. These are the private company. Okay.
Yeah.
So they are my one of the customer in the private gas distribution company. But you know the large. If currently 5 crore, 50 crore cylinders are in population, requirement is there, most is comes from the government companies only. Because they have a direct link to supply to the end user, to the consumer.
I got it, sir. Thanks a lot for answering my question, sir. And all the best for your future endeavors.
Thank you. Thank you, Angus.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we take that as the last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vikram Suryavanshi for his closing comments.
We thank the management of Time Technoplast for giving us an opportunity to host the call and taking time out for interaction with the stakeholder. Any closing comment you want to give, sir?
Yeah, thank you very much to have a patience and listen to us. As I am again confirming, at least next 2 years, we know very well, we are going to grow with a CAGR of 15%. No doubt about this, considering the product of the companies. And we will deliver whatever guidance has been given and commitment we given to reach the ROC 20% by March 26 and debt-free company by March 26. That's the three things to be remembered. Thank you.
Thank you all for being on the call.
Thank you.
Thank you, members of the management.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of PhillipCapital India Private Limited, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.